the eye can see.
Welcome to Iowa.
I don't want to go.
No one it's wants to late. Go to Iowa.
You can check in, but you can't check out.
It's too late for Iowa.
I can check out any time I like, late. But I can never leave.
Yes.
Sweet guitar solo. What was Hotel California even about?
Heroin addiction and also hell.
Well, it was making the comparison to hell.
I remember
it was more about heroin addiction is hell.
I remember one of my friends was convinced that the line was you can't check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Because when I said no, it's you can check out, but you can't leave. It's like, well, what would you do after you checked out? It has to be the both of them being negative.
Did you then proceed to explain the concept of a metaphor to
in a car?
Getting flashbacks of when I had to explain the pit scene in Apocalypto to one of my sister's friends.
I have never seen that movie.
Me either.
It's really funny for the Jaguar scene. Because the Jaguar is obviously a cheaply made puppet, but it mauls a guy, and it's just... There's a scene in Apocalypto where a woman falls down a pit, but she's pregnant, and she's hiding from this tribe, and so she has to be quiet down there, and it starts to rain and flood. A lot of shit goes on. Anyway, she has the baby in the floodwaters, and so when she has it, she lifts it up out of the water, it cries, and the tribe knows where to find her. And... the girl who I was watching it with was just like, why wouldn't she just leave it in the water? And I'm like, because it would drown. And she's like, but babies can breathe water. That's what they do in the... And I'm like, wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
She's like, why do people have babies in pools then? I'm like, what?
Well, there is such a concept as water birthing.
Yeah, but you pull the baby out.
The water.
Let it breathe.
I mean, I'm gonna say that yeah, it's
please
not.
Please tell
it's,
me this person is not anywhere near having a kid of their own.
You know what? She was in high school at the time, but I don't know now.
She might still be in high school.
She's not.
She might be back at high school.
Back school. Holla back, girl.
I have nightmares about that, okay? Just don't even.
I do too. I legitimately will have nightmares about, oh shit, I didn't finish high school.
Oh my god, what? Someone.
I just have dreams about going back to high school. Not nightmares, just dreams that I am in. Oh, I'm in high school now.
Oh god. And then... Zach, there was somebody on the Cult of Ori just posted asking how to make a magical girl. In Wild Talents.
Do I need to go make an account just to answer this?
I mean, if you have a Google account, you can just sign up.
Just be like, well, let me tell you.
Zach has any social media. Oh, wait, Google. Yeah, he needs that.
I have Google because I need to use Google Drive.
Yeah, he doesn't have Twitter or Tumblr or...
Twitter.
None of those.
Tumblr Twitter.
No Facebook, no.
Well, not even I have Facebook.
I have a Facebook, but I don't go there unless someone sends me a private message.
What the? This is a strange thing.
By the way.
Oh, crap, it's summoned a dragon.
I really hope you're playing a game. Not just, like, high.
Or practicing the ancient art of Wicca.
Is that an ancient art?
Is that what we define as ancient art now?
Anything's an ancient art if you look hard enough.
Now, if you try hard enough.
Wicca isn't an ancient art now. That Aleister Crowley. Now that's an ancient art.
By the way, I'm going to get off this in a second, but I just remembered my second favorite part of Apocalypto.
Okay, what is it?
My favorite part is the trailer.
Mel Gibson in his crazy state when he made this movie. There's a scene where they pan over dead bodies, and there is actually a dead Where's Waldo in the body.
That's amazing.
It's just there for a split second. What? You're not even sure you saw him.
I'm sure that wasn't Mel Gibson. That was some costume designer who's like, man, this movie
dumb. If you watch the trailer for Apocalypto, there's actually a point in there where it's panning across like the tribal people. And I don't remember the exact part, but there's like a tenth of a second where it cuts over another foot and you see Mel Gibson with this huge beard, a crazy ass smile, giving a thumbs up with his arm on one of the tribal people's shoulders.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
John Madden.
Oh God! And someone rejuvenated my love of Moonbase Alpha when I discovered someone figured out how to make the text to speech sing, and so they increased it to even more things like,
"Hello, I would like to order a pizza." No, why not? Because you are John Madden.
You do that way too well.
I've been doing it for a while now.
Ever since cheese pizza.
Yeah, well, ever since I figured out how Aaron did the robot voice. Oh, right. And before I close this tab, I'm just going to post this to the chat. Because I want this.
Horse drugs.
I wish it wasn't $274.
What you have to do is you have to start a fundraiser like Andrew Hussey did and become famous for buying a horse-themed piece of artwork.
If I remember correctly, it's the one with the football player, right?
Yep, that's the one.
I remember it because I was recently watched some of those Star Trek things he did.
Hussey kept a blog before Problem Sleuth was really off the ground, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I had read some of it.
My favorite one is when he talks about murals.
Oh yeah. The ones around town make less and less sense. I also like the one where he clicked the coupon for free Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And it went on to things like have dinner with the ghost of Peter Boyle from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I'm glad he got a career.
Connie started smoking drugs and drinking, and Connie's sisters also started smoking drugs and drinking. So when LaTanya, the naughty horse, saw Connie smoking drugs and drinking, LaTanya started smoking drugs and drinking too.
Oh, I remember that. Don't like all the horses have like names like that?
I don't know. I need this book. I need this in my...
I remember it was, like, in the list of worst children's book.
Who got knocked out?
I believe that was Sam. No. It was, like, in a list of the worst children's books with the worst messages. Like, or, like, just weird children's books, like The House That Crack Built. We read that in creative writing class in high school. It's a nice sing-songy story about crack. It has the exact same tones of a children's book written for ages 5 to 6. I think it's about crack.
Alright, well, I guess when Sam comes back, I'll start this proper. Is he back? Sam, are you here?
He says he's online.
Sam, you here? You here, B?
I don't know if he's in the call.
You here for reals? I don't think he is. I think Skype's lying.
Skype, don't lie to me about what Sam is doing.
The dark recesses of the void.
The dark recesses of Sam.
That also includes the Sam.
Why are you talking about my dark recesses?
There he is.
Hey, there we go.
Lost my internet cut out for a second. I don't know what the hell that was about.
How's that pizza?
It's Cheerios this time.
Yeah, you'd say that. Also, I realized I left my water in the kitchen. I'm going to get that. And everybody get your shit together while I do that.
Roger.
Got my shit. It's right here.
I guess I should do the thing that lets me do the thing.
Yes, I would suggest doing the thing that allows you to do the thing. That seems like a smart idea.
How's that turkey?
Yes, that is what I'm eating. Completely and utterly.
You're eating the center sandwich.
The center sandwich needs to involve some corn-based cereal. It's better with corn. It's better with cornflakes.
Ew.
Did you ever complete the Sinner sandwich, or have you just eaten that half-assed Sinner sandwich you did in the LP?
I actually moved on from that to peanut butter, honey, and corn chex.
I used to eat peanut butter and honey when I was a kid.
It's a good sandwich.
Sandwiches. I can't eat it anymore because it was seriously like all I had for nearly all I ate for several years.
I spent an entire month, or pretty much an entire summer, eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and I can't touch peanut butter now. Like, I love it, but ugh.
I love peanut butter, but like now I can't have like honey at all, and peanut butter and honey sandwiches right out. Like, I can't have peanut butter just on bread or anything.
That's a shame, because honey's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's also like the most healthy way to sweeten something.
Made by bees.
I mean, if it's in something, I get like, if it's, I don't care if it's like an ingredient in something, you know, like a bigger dish, but I can't just like put it on as like a condiment.
Made by bees, just... as seen in the Jerry Seinfeld classic Bee Movie.
Yes, the Jerry Seinfeld classic.
With a K.
That was a joke.
With two K's, actually.
Where's the K?
Oh, there he goes again.
No, come back.
The K is for Kramer.
He's not here, Charlie.
The K's in Seinfeld.
Jerry, you gotta try the peaches.
The peach. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna increase security, because that's what happens when you hang around with a ghost.
You end up breaking into a lot of buildings.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
a thumbs up and a wink right now.
I thought you were talking about whatever game you found a dragon in.
No. I was what that was
I'm going to increase my dragon security.
No, that was Phantasy Star.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was something
so
very different.
Everyone's here. They got their shit.
I am here.
Okay.
I am no longer playing tanks on the Skype call, so I think my internet will be better.
Oh, Sam, you and your tanks.
It's fun. I like it.
No tank.
It's like me and my rockets.
Yep.
Except that
you and your rockets
play that game very infrequently now.
I wonder if we should save it for when the witch is here, because she would definitely know how to talk a little bit better.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to take a break until Nate that
Yeah, I just because. We're just hitting a point where we kind of need Nate to probably to be, you know, to talk to these NPCs and be convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of running out of ideas on what else to do besides go try and badger banks to let me look at their ATM cameras.
Okay.
Do that. It'll be hilarious.
I just wanted to think there's just this montage of Clockwork going in and knocking on office doors and being booted out.
He's booted out comically, flying 3 to 5 feet from every door.
Also, I would argue that the police, it comes under our jurisdiction when the guy with the flamethrower came up. That is superhero crimes.
Not really. Like, that's just deadly assault. Like, the problem is, question of superhero antics aside, like, we keep running up against leads and stuff that we need... You know, that would be really good to have a warrant for that we aren't really going to have access to otherwise.
Oh, but then again, also one of us has a connection to the police. It just so happens that one person is not here right now.
Yeah,
I think Nate said he's going to be here at in a couple of minutes, give or take.
He should be on like his way home right now.
Yeah, it's just getting to the point where it's like, I don't know if we want to piss Gardner off by button in on police investigation business. Like,
we butt in all the time.
James, you aren't even in this call.
That's not even this game.
Send in the watchman.
We call the watchman.
Send it again.
This guy with a clock shows up.
Guy with a clog shows up. Guy wearing clogs.
I'm the Dutchman.
You rang.
I am the wooden shoemaker.
Where am I right now?
I don't know. Where are you? You never established where you were. You're a telephone.
I mean mentally. Not ghost.
I
space.
I don't know.
I am the Eggman. I am the Eggman.
What?
I am the walrus.
No.
Cuckoo, ka-choo. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
You know the 24 kids bops?
There's significantly more than that, I think.
You know there's, you know there's now that's what I call Shrek.
Great.
I'm not even making that up.
No,
it's an album. That's what I call Shrek.
I don't want to get in this conversation.
And no, legitimately, there are 24 plus some compilations.
Yeah, no, albums. Legitimately, there's an album called That's What I Call Shrek.
I'm not doubting the Shrek.
I had to look it up because I did not believe it was real.
You know, like... Remember there was a recent thing where, like, a fashion chain was selling Shrek toys again?
Hmm? Like, oh, wow. You can also buy Now That's What I Call Music Volume 1. What's on this?
Oh, it's the first... You mean, like, it's a compilation of compilations? Is that the word I'm looking for?
A compilation of compilations. Well, it's a I mean, the Now That's What I Call Music is a compilation of covers.
Really?
Yeah,
it's just covers of popular songs.
Yeah, they just buy the mechanical rights and then they sell it because the mechanical rights are usually pretty cheap.
So it's just like Kidz Bop.
Yep. Except they
made by the same people.
Yep. What was the one we made up in that one game? Now That's What I Call Christ. I think Now That's What I Call Music is up to like volume 78 now.
I think it's about 64, actually.
Let's see. Great, now That's What I Call Shrek is... no, wait. I found Now That's What I Call Music 84.
Nice.
This collection started in... This thing started in 1993.
That was the year my brother was born in.
Oh, and there's different numbers of albums depending on the country you're in. So 47 is the newest one in the United States. In Mexico, there are 10.
We're lucky.
And which one has 84? Oh, Portugal has now 99.
Oh, God.
That 100th one's going to be big.
Although that might be... Oh, wait, no. Now 99 was for 1999.
Now That's Why I Call Music isn't covers, it's actual songs.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think they have covers. Because
I owned a couple.
Because I've listened to some.
Oh, yeah, I guess you guys
like stuff off the other thing.
Well, it's mostly just like popular music that's already played on the radio and stuff like that. So I'm going to guess getting the rights for it's not that hard. I don't know. I've had a couple.
I just know that one of them apparently had a Weird Al song on it.
Well, Weird Al was popular for a time.
Was it his Trapped in the Closet parody?
No, it was way before that. It was like around the time the Running with Scissors came out.
On the first Now That's What I Call Music, there was a Spice Girls song. That's how old these discs are.
Indonesia has released Now Jazz and Now Arabia.
Nice. This is going to be a weird side chatter.
Like, as opposed to what other ones?
You know, I don't know.
I think there's a side chatter where we talk about big-titted feather bitches for 5 minutes.
You do.
That technically none of the people here... Okay, Sam. It's solely on Sam.
I will have that recording.
I have it somewhere. I know it was from... let's see.
A thing that happened.
Is there a Now That's What... Oh, there we go. Now That's What I Call Music discography.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Now That's What I Call Music number 85 was released July 22nd.
In where? Because we only have
the United Kingdom.
Oh.
There are also 13 10th anniversary series, which I guess is 10th anniversaries of other songs, because this has not been going on for 130 years.
Ah. The old tradition. I'll put on my old Vitrola of That's What I Call Music, Volume 1.
Victrola.
There's also 6 different Now That's What I Call Music DVDs. There's Now Quiz. There's 4 different quiz ones. There's Now That's What I Call Karaoke, Now That's What I Call Comedy, and Now That's What I Call Fitness.
Did you hear about the one that includes brain melting horrors?
No.
Now That's What I Call of Cthulhu.
What? That one didn't even make sense.
I got it. It was legit. It was legit.
Now I need to find I feel like Candle Cove, except with way more.
Way more Matt,
Richard Simmons.
Matt, did you see that Little Fears is back posting stuff on videos online?
No. Oh, the Little Fears? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know she came back.
Yeah, she came back to new videos.
Awesome. I'll have to check those just in time for Halloween. Spooky. And then she'll probably disappear for another year.
She comes and goes. By the way, how do you feel about paper mache?
It's a great way to make pinatas. And also sometimes a good way to make cosplay.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't even.
Are you okay, Sam?
Yeah, my legs are really sore.
What did you do?
Oh, man, someone's coming up the stairs.
I went to the gym yesterday and...
Nato! Kinda. We hit a wall without you.
No.
Come tear down this wall, Kool-Aid man.
Mr. Knapp, tear down this wall. We reached this point where we did not realize how much the witch does daytime investigation.
She went hard on in this one.
Did she? Tell me about how she went hard on.
God damn it, Sam.
The issue is the other big investigative person can not do daytime investigation most of the time.
Yeah, and
the night.
And unless it involves a computer, MIA can't really do stuff with people.
I can point people in the right direction, but that's really all I'm good for with this.
Yeah, because you're a hideous cyborg man.
Yep, and it's great.
What are we going to do without the witch? Like, ever. There better not be any day crime. That's all I'm saying.
Day crime!
Well, that's what
I mean, Wraith is the other person who is kind of good at social things. And can kind of talk with people.
Okay.
I'm here. What's up?
But unfortunately, Wraith is also out. And we can cover the points that you were out later.
Okay.
And I'll throw them backwards through the magic of editing.
Holy shit, magic.
I am an audio wizard.
You are an audio wizard.
Hey, Nato.
Yeah?
Did you bring me a bubble tea?
Here's the thing, love.
It's okay, Nato. It's okay.
Here's the thing.
It's okay.
They were closed when I was done.
Oh, that sucks. That's okay.
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry.
I'll just eat more of this candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Amanda likes the feeling of balls in her mouth.
I love it more than anything.
So
especially chocolate balls.
To screw.
Amanda was just like, hey, I'm going to be a sweetie and make coffee. And I was like, oh, man, it's awesome. Thank you, Amanda. Oh, that's a shame. It's okay. Thank you very much, sweetheart. I'll put some creamer in here in a minute.
Dredge.
Also, by river, I'm assuming you mean the ocean.
Ocean. Yeah, whatever.
The 11th.
What is a river but an ocean but a really big river that divides continents?
Poetic.
And it's full of salt.
Salt rivers. Salty rivers.
You know, it doesn't flow in just one direction along a narrow path.
Earth is just one river.
What if...
Holy shit.
What if the universe is a river of time?
What if God was one of us?
Jack LaLanne's house.
Who is she?
Elaine.
Yeah,
oh, the Jack LaLanne power juicer. I remember what? Now.
What?
Jack LaLanne power juicer.
Okay, ignoring Charlie, seriously, who is she?
I think it's a guy. His name's Jack LaLanne.
No.
Ignoring all future input from Charlie. What the shit?
What the shit?
I'm not looking at that on principle.
And there's no fucking fog. No. Or ocean.
You're in Silent Hill, Matt.
God damn it, someone help.
You're on a Great Lake, aren't you? It's maybe on bad nights.
I'm still like a couple dozen miles from the lake when I'm at my apartment.
Like I said,
those things are loud.
Also, you might be in Silent Hill.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'll finish this game before I'm murdered by my subconscious.
I'm fairly certain of Silent Hill was no connection to the outside world, so he probably would have dropped from the call by now if he was in Silent Hill.
Yeah, I don't think we're all in Silent Hill now.
Computers, internet works there.
Well,
we'll find out.
Everything's okay. Nothing is wrong. Continue to play in this charade.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's okay. Let's continue playing.
Go find a hiding spot. They see us. They might just turn around and
FedEx has a late delivery.
Oh, God, why?
Oh, no, fuckers. Why did the gay pride parade come through this part of town tonight?
Why is Halloween 2 weeks early? So many dead trick-or-treaters. Who decided to park a bus full of orphans on the lawn?
Where's she getting all these knives?
The local old folks home are taking the old people out for a walk. What?
Oh no, a puppy!
An army of puppies!
Oh no, that Jehovah's Witness!
And that nobody was said.
I apologize to all of our Jehovah's Witness listeners.
We really like you.
We really don't.
the comments of Sam Graben do not reflect the opinions of the Drunk and the Ugly Elsie.
I'm just saying, we have kind of
Surely just... I suspect whatever you were going to say, it's probably better that you didn't.
All right. And, what? Oh, fucking goddamn it. I'm not reading the chat anymore.
By having a random explosion.
People can buy clockwork insurance. Have your windows been blown out by a vigilante? Call Saul.
Clockwork can have a joint action lawsuit against them. That's going to be the thing that finally gets them. Not like the FBI after him, just...
I got too big. That was a
class action lawsuit. The people versus Clockwork for destruction of property.
And also pain and suffering. It's
basically going to be akin to the Al Capone takedown.
Yeah. He gets 13 years for malicious mischief.
Yeah, exactly. For destruction of property.
Yeah.
Malicious mischief and also... traffic violations.
Yeah.
All right, so
I don't think
everyone goes off a floor.
How many bitches?
Except for Nate. Nate goes off on bitches.
Big tip.
I go off on bitches all the time.
Sometimes he goes down on them.
Sometimes he goes off in them.
Oh wow.
Come on, guys.
All right, so
here.
All of you guys so all of you guys actually declare first.
Bitches ain't nothing but robots and hoes.
Hobots.
Hobots.
Beep, boop, beep, looking for a good time.
Sex robot.
I knew
sex
it was coming.
Sex robot.
I knew
He's coming to your town.
He wants to get down.
Do you want to get down?
What does he want?
He wants sex.
Oh my god.
Red game that we got sex robot.
He'll hump the bars.
Where am I right now?
Space. Utterly, thoroughly in space.
Alright, so yeah, which...
Pug talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Pug talk.
Huh. Makes sense. In its own weird German way.
Which is how I know, die Weißen und die Schwarzen Kuh machen die Augen auf Uzu. The cows open and close their eyes.
That sounds more menacing than it really is.
So yeah,
just like all of German.
This time will be different. This time.
Next time, Gadget.
Next time, Gadget.
Holy shit!
I like how you went into the computer voice.
Yeah,
for a second.
It's my default voice to go to now.
Matt, if I become a superhero, can you become my arch nemesis?
What?
If I become a superhero, can you be my arch nemesis?
I guess.
Be your sex nemesis. Hey yo.
He already is that.
Man, I wish.
What's a sex nemesis imply?
Well,
that he's your nemesis that you have sex with?
Or do you just nemesis each other through sex?
Maybe the nemesis is that...
Isn't that what I said?
Maybe the nemesis is that we just don't have sex. Which is also true.
Maybe they, like, constantly cock-block each other.
That would be difficult for me to do and impossible for Nate to do.